Hello and welcome to the Daring Home Decor Podcast. If you're obsessed with quirky interior design, then you've come to the right place. I'm your host, Cara Baker, cover girl of Homestyle magazine, serial decorator and content creator. On a mission to banish all of the white ceilings in my home, I'm here with positive vibes and bright lipstick to help you get confident with bold and unique interior design and show you DIY hacks and foolproof steps to create a personality-filled home with all the colour, pattern, pizzazz and glam. If you don't know where to start and are scared of what your friends might think, I got your back, girl. So if you're ready to unleash your creative flair and crush your home decor, then grab your paintbrush, put on those overalls and let's get decorating. Thank you so much for joining me on my very first episode of the Daring Home Decor Podcast. I'll start off by introducing myself. My name's Cara Baker. I live with my husband Andy in our house that we bought in 2013. We've got our own building company. So with Andy being a builder and carpenter extraordinaire and me loving all things interior, we make a great team when it comes to doing up our house. And we haven't stopped renovating and decorating it since we bought it, really. So it was back in November 2012, in the winter, when we first saw the house up for sale. And we weren't religiously looking at the time, but we were just casually looking at what was around because we did want to move at some point. And we saw the house and it was just around the corner from where we live, which was fabulous because we wanted to stay in the area. So we decided to just go along and have a look. And as soon as I walked into the house, I just knew that it was our house. And I said to Andy, this is our house. We need to get this house. And I don't even know what it was because it wasn't decorated fabulously. It didn't look fabulous at all. And some of the room layouts weren't ideal. But for some reason, I just knew I wanted the house. The location was brilliant. It had a really big garden and it was a detached house, which is what we wanted. So we put an offer in for the house. But the house had actually been repossessed. If you're in America, I think you call it foreclosure. So the rules were a little bit different. Basically, it's not like when you put an offer in and the person accepts it and takes it off the market. With the repossession, because it was the bank that was selling it, the mortgage company, even though our offer was on the table, it was still open to offers from anybody else. So I think it was right up until close to when we exchanged contracts and completed that anybody else could put an offer in above us. So as you can imagine, it was a bit of a nail biting down. And I think it was about a month because they also wanted a quick turnaround on the mortgage and everything. So we had to get everything done really quickly. But it did seem like forever. It was a nail biting time. And there was a lot of people that went to see it. I think it was just something that was just meant to be because I can't understand how we actually managed to get the house because our offer wasn't particularly high. And as I said, a lot of people were going to see it too. Andy did actually go on one of the other viewings. It was a block viewing and he walked around in his builder's t-shirt, shaking his head and tutting, saying, oh, this needs a lot of work doing to try and put people off. I'm not sure if I should be telling you that, but anyway, we really wanted the house. So yeah, that's what he did. And we did have one other person put an offer in above our offer, but we had to give ourselves a little bit of wiggle room so we could go a little bit higher. So we went a little bit higher than them. And luckily, someone was looking down on us because we didn't have any other offers going in above. And obviously, because you know, we've got the house, we did actually complete and it did become our home. So luckily we were in a position to buy the house whilst we were still living in our current home because it did need, well, we did intend on doing a lot of renovation to it. And we literally took the kitchen area back to its shell, really. We put new roof on, knocked it through, added an office. Well, it was kind of a storage room, so we knocked through, made it an office, added a utility room and a downstairs toilet. So there was a lot of building work going on, and it wasn't somewhere that we could just move into straight away. So as I say, luckily we're in a position to not have to sell our house before we bought this one, all at the same time. So we lived in our previous house for a little bit longer whilst all the building work was going on. And obviously with Andy being a builder and us having a building company, he saw to all that, and we got help from family and people we knew as well. And I could basically stay at home during all the messy part, because I don't particularly enjoy all that bit as much as all the fun stuff when all the decorating and the fixtures and fittings start going in. So we did spend quite a long time doing all the building side of things, and then we finally moved in. Everything wasn't finished by a long shot. When we moved in, we had a bath for about a year with no shower, and I know this is an unpopular opinion, but I'm really not a bath person. I never have baths. I always like to have a shower. So you can imagine I was really pleased once that shower finally got fitted. But we were living in the house for a while before, obviously, as I said, the shower, and also before our kitchen was fitted. Our makeshift kitchen was in the laundry room, and it was basically just a microwave and a kettle. But, you know, you have to rough it a bit to get what you want, and it was absolutely fine. And it was amazing once our kitchen was actually fitted. So we did all this in probably the space of a year, got all the house renovated, and then started with all, you know, things like fitting the kitchen. And then we started decorating throughout. And as you can imagine, we hadn't really lived in the house for very long, so it was a bit a hit and miss, the decorating was. One thing I do know now is that you do need to live in a space first before you start decorating it to get the best out of it. So anyway, like I said, it took us about a year. We did really well, and the house was more or less finished in a year's time. And even though I was already into interiors, I have been all my life really, I really started getting into it in a big way. And I started an interiors blog, and I started going through the house again, redecorating it, and sharing on my blog all the makeovers that I was doing, all the DIY and hacks and things that I was doing. And then I opened an Instagram account, which kind of took over a little bit from the blog and took my time up really. So I didn't do as many blog posts anymore, but got into Instagram, got so much inspiration from Instagram, did loads of research on interior design. I watched all the programs that were going, all the programs on interior design, and I was on Pinterest, and I started being more and more successful with the way that I was decorating my home. So my goal with this podcast is to spread the love for unique and bold interiors. I know that neutral is a big thing at the moment, but I'm here to fly the flag for colour. I think nature is all kinds of colour, and I want my house and environment to be the same. I don't want a beige grey environment to live in, because it doesn't light me up and it doesn't make me happy and it's not fun. This podcast is for homeowners who want to actually get daring with their decor. I'm here to tell you, you don't need to copy Karen down the road whose whole house is decorated in grey. And when I say whole house, I mean everything from the walls to the floors to the cushions to the ornaments. And you do not have to do that. You can get off the neutral treadmill if you're on it and you hate it. And I know that can be hard, because you probably don't know where to start. You're scared of what your friends might think if you start decorating your home in all sorts of colour and pattern. I've been there too, and I'm here to actually give you confidence to do that and show you that you can do it and everything will be fine. I've been where you are. I haven't always been successful with my interior design. I remember our previous home. I think I used to go either one of two ways with my decor. It used to be either totally disconnected, where there was no cohesion between all of the different things in the room. It was just separate things that I liked, or separate colours that I liked. Or I'd go totally the other way, where everything would match and it was like something out of a catalogue. Everything matched, from the wallpaper to the curtains, to the rug, to the cushions, to the pictures. And there was no personality there whatsoever. So obviously I've learned a lot since then. As I said, I've done my research and I've now got a foolproof way to decorate that works 99% of the time. And I decorate for me and I can't wait to share it all with you. I'm really hoping that this podcast will empower you and give you confidence with your decor. I'm going to teach you on this podcast how to decorate your home so it's unique, bold, it's got loads of personalities. I'm going to share hacks, tips, step-by-step instructions so you can actually do it yourself. You can make over each room and create a home that you love. So even though my interior design hasn't always been successful, I have always been a creative person from as far back as I can remember, really. I've had so many different creative hobbies, and if you told my family, if you mentioned this to my family, they would laugh at you because it's a running joke. So I've done everything from candle making to nail art to drawing to writing to cake decorating, and I'm sure there's more things that I could throw in there. So I have always been creative. If you're creative, great, you're going to get so much out of this podcast. And if you don't think you're creative, then that is absolutely fine too, because I am, and I'm here to hold your hand and show you the way. The reason why I started this podcast is because I've recently started listening to podcasts myself and become absolutely obsessed with them. They're such a great way to learn about anything that you want to, and you can do it whilst you're on the go. You can listen to a podcast while you're making dinner, while you're driving, while you're doing housework, while you're walking. So you don't have to put time aside for podcasts. You can basically do it alongside the boring, mundane things that you have to do in your life anyway. And you can learn at the same time as doing it. So this is an amazing platform, and I want to use it to help you get over stumbling blocks and crush your home decor and create a quirky home that you'll love. I hope that I can be a new perspective for you on home decor and a new set of eyes and take you on a journey with interior design, and I'm so looking forward to it. Now, I know this is an audio and you're probably wondering what my home actually looks like. So to give you a visual, you can go over to Instagram and my handle there is @ParadiseInteriors. I will put that in the show notes for you. And my blog, if you're interested in having a look at that, is caradise.co.uk. That's a play on my name, Caradise Paradise. But I'll also put that in the show notes for you too. Also, if you do come over to Instagram, make sure you give me a follow and DM me to tell me what kind of things you want me to cover on this podcast. I'll probably try and put some stuff in my stories, some polls and things to also ask. So keep an eye out for my stories and you can take part in polls too. Let me know what you want to cover on the podcast. Thank you so much again for joining me, and I will see you in the next episode where we'll be diving right into the foundation to getting you started with your daring decor. One last thing before you grab that paintbrush. If you've been struck with inspiration from the show today, I'd be triple grateful if you'd follow me and leave a review on Apple Podcasts. This will help my podcast grow and reach out to more of us fab creatives. You can also see my home in all its glory over on Instagram, where I'm at Caradise Interiors. And don't forget to put a link to this show in your stories to share with all your quirky besties. See you next time, lovely.